thinking about ruling and leadership, and hopefully something will appear on the screen in a minute. Yep, next one. Thanks, Toby. Who can tell me on the next screen? It's coming along. Yeah. Who is this? Oh, let's see. Yeah, at the back there. Yeah, it's Queen Elizabeth II. And anyone know what is special for our Queen this coming week? On Wednesday or Thursday, I think it is. What's special about Queen Elizabeth II this next week? Yes? Well done. She's the longest reigning monarch ever, which is quite an amazing achievement. 63 years, 216 days. I don't know if any of you got a Saturday newspaper, and some of the newspapers had supplements in, and they had papers from the day that she became queen. And one of the papers, now I'm not convinced it actually appeared in the original, but it was in this copy, had a piece written at the time saying, if she was to reign longer than Queen Victoria, she would still be alive and still be queen in 2015. Would this really be possible? Well, it has been possible. She's still alive. She's still our queen for such a long time. And she's known for her wise leadership. She's known for her wisdom as well. So it made me think, what would you be like as king or queen? What decisions would you make? So I've got some here, some laws that the children might like and parents might like. So, homework is illegal. Yeah, who thinks that's a good one? Yeah, actually, as a parent, I might go with that one as well. Parents have to tidy their children's bedroom. Alison Aaron's hand went up straight away there. I imagine, Aaron, that Alison already feels it is a law, so, if she's anything like us. Children allowed to eat sweets whenever they want. Oh, there's a hand straight up there, wasn't there? Wow. Children have to have vegetables with every hot meal. Oh, quite a few parents going up there. That's good. Children allowed to spend as long as they want on electronic devices. No limit to your iPod, your DS, your laptop, as long as you want. Yeah, quite a few hands going up there at the back as well. Children must put their washing in the wash basket, not by the wash basket. That's a popular one with parents, isn't it? On the next screen, Toby, thanks. Well, I wonder if you were king or queen, who would give you advice? Who would you listen to in order to make wise rules and wise laws? The book of Esther that we're looking at as the church's term is a great story. It would make a fantastic TV drama. It's about power, how people use power, but it's also about how people make decisions. Who guides them? Who advises them? Do they give the right advice? And there's two main characters. First of all, we have King Xerxes. And King Xerxes is powerful. We saw there in that reading, didn't we? They had a feast for 180 days. He wanted to show everyone around him how powerful, how opulent he was. And then one of the verses later on, I think it was around about verse 8, said the people could drink as much as they wanted. What a party that must have been. 180 days, no limit on what you can drink, trying to show everybody the amazing power he had. But obviously the queen, Queen Vashti, wasn't impressed, and she refused to attend. And then he listened to his advisors who said, well, you know, if she doesn't attend, you need to make sure that everybody knows you've got power and authority, so you must banish her from the palace. And then the other main character in the book of Esther is Esther herself, an orphan who would one day become queen. So who did these people listen to? Well, first of all, Xerxes, as I said, he listened to his advisors around him. And listened to Memucan in the start, in chapter 1. Later on, one of the main characters in Esther is someone called Haman. He really is a baddie. Because Haman gives Xerxes advice, but Haman's motive isn't what's best for the kingdom, isn't what's best for the king, it's actually what's best for him. He's got bad motives, bad desires, and the king makes some bad decisions. And then Esther, who does Esther listen to? Well, Esther listens to Mordecai, who's a family relative who's brought her up. And as we get into the book of Esther, we'll see that he gives her wise advice and helps to make right decisions that ultimately lead to Esther being used to rescue the people of Israel. And a festival was established, a festival of Purim, that is still celebrated by Jewish people today to recall what Esther did. Also, King Xerxes eventually listens to Esther and starts to make the right decisions. So Esther is about a book about power, how we use it, and also who do we listen to. So as most children have returned to school, do you listen to your teachers and your good friends who want to give you the right advice, want the best for you? Or are you drawn to those people in your class who don't want to follow the rules, want to mess around, actually don't want the best for you? For those of us in our places of work, do we listen to the powerful people, even if what they're saying isn't good, isn't the right advice? Well, as Christians, we're part of God's kingdom, and Jesus is our king. Toby, if you go on to the next one, thanks. And this says, our Lord Jesus Christ, who's a blessed and only sovereign, the King of kings and Lord of lords. Jesus is our king. He's the one we can follow. He's the one who can give us the right advice and wisdom. How do we do that? We do that by reading the Bible, by praying, coming along to church and learning together. So maybe as we go into this next week, just have a think. How much are we listening to King Jesus? But also in our places of work, in our school, who's giving us advice? Is it good advice? Is it with the best motive? And let's try and follow those people who want the absolute best for us. And ultimately, that's Jesus. Well, let's close our eyes and say a prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word. Thank you for the book of Esther and all that we can learn from it. We thank you, Lord Jesus. You're not just our Savior and Lord. You're also our King. Help us to live with you as our King. Help us to follow your wisdom. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.